We are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in this town called Washington, D.C. with Kaufman & Knoll's Dustin DeVore. How are you, Dustin?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for hanging out
with us. Excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes to talk about some really timely stuff going on here.
Absolutely.
At the top of the list here is the ADA litigation status. What's the latest here? Because I talked to Andy about this extensively, and what a great interview that was. That's definitely going to be top 10 for 2018, for sure.
Yeah.
So what's the latest going on here?
So, as you know, there's a law firm in California, your neck of the woods.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. And they have they started suing mainly credit unions in Virginia, mm-hmm. And it's expanded now. They're suing credit unions in a number of states. They're also suing banks now. They get a local plaintiff who is sight impaired or blind, mm-hmm. and claim that the website violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, mm-hmm. and that's sort of the brief overview. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of clients decide just to settle, and a number of other credit unions have settled. However, we've had a few that said, no, we're going to fight this.
Good for them.
And yeah. And so, as you know, litigation is always a crapshoot.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
It's risky and can be very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough decision to make for a credit union. Mm-hmm. And so far, the results have been terrific.
That's what I heard.
We've had, I believe it's three now, results where we have been successful. Mm-hmm. And really, the argument boils down to two things. Mm-hmm. The first argument is against the standing issue. As you probably know, Mike, in order to sue in court, you have to have standing. You have to have a reason to be there.
Right.
And the argument we've made is that the individuals that this law firm has used, they should have to be eligible for membership in the credit union, yeah. that they've sued in order to say that they can't get access,
right.
to the services on the website. And so far, three federal judges have agreed with us on that argument.
Nice.
The second argument is that the ADA does not apply to websites, that the Americans with Disabilities Act, when it was passed, mm-hmm. did not intend to cover things like websites, mm. which I don't even think websites were around,
when
the ADA was, yeah. passed. So that's the second argument. I believe we've had one judge agree with us on that. In the most recent case, the judge did not rule on that. He simply said, this guy didn't have standing, so I'm going to toss the case out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've heard from various places that the Justice Department is looking at this, but it doesn't look like they're gonna come out with any guidance on it anytime
really?
Soon.
Wow.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
You'd think that they were that they would, seeing the impact that this has had on, mm-hmm. financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
I know Congress has gotten an earful about this from all the trade groups, from CUNA and from everybody else. They've certainly gotten an earful from it from the CEOs of credit unions, mm-hmm. that live in their districts.
Yeah.
So, but I have not heard if Congress is going to try to act on this. I think there was a bill that someone was working,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And I don't think it's gone anywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
So as of right now, the court option is the option right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we've been successful in fighting it. Now, they can come back and he can try to find a sight impaired person that is eligible, mm-hmm. for membership in that credit union,
yeah.
and try to sue again. And then the issue will become, you know, whether or not the ADA applies to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think we have an excellent argument that it does not apply.
Well, isn't that the definition of frivolous? You know, when you're trying to find some, when you're trying to manufacture something, you know, and it's just,
yeah,
it just gets under my skin when things like that happen.
It's funny, our clients always ask us, you know, can they sue us for that? Or can they sue us for this?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in our system, you can sue anybody at any time for just about anything.
Right.
The question is, you know, is it a suit that can stand up, or is it a suit that gets tossed,
mm-hmm.
out? And typically, if a lawsuit's filed and it is what we would call frivolous,
mm-hmm.
You can try to get sanctions against the other lawyer. You can try to get the judge to impose sanctions.
Yeah.
Judges are really hesitant to do that. Just in our system, you know, it's not like Europe where they have a loser pays system, or, you know, like they have in England. I know,
yeah.
a lot of us would like that kind,
yeah,
of system.
Yeah.
But so it is, you know, in our mind, it is what we would call a frivolous suit. But like I said, judges are very, very hesitant to.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why. Yeah, I can totally see why.
So it's a tough nut to crack. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many credit unions they've sued now. It's a lot. And like I've said, they've branched out now. They're suing community banks. And I don't know if they've gone
after anything.
I don't know if they've gone after any of the big banks yet. But yeah. But it's a crazy situation. And it's just unfortunate because a lot of really, really good financial institutions and credit unions that really try to do the best for their people.
Well-intentioned people.
Have had to pay money out of pocket just to make this guy go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is we've had some great results so far. Yeah. So we hope that continues.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you, kind of my next question was like, okay, what's going to happen in the foreseeable future? Is it more of the same? Is this increasing or is it decreasing? What do you see on the horizon here?
It's too soon to tell because these decisions are really recent, just in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're as interested as you are to see what the next step is.
Yeah.
If this guy's going to continue suing credit unions, or if he's going to and try to find new plaintiffs, or if he's going to just say, hey, I made a fortune off this, so I'm done.
I'm out.
Right, yeah. I don't know how many settlements he's made, but, most of the big insurers have been telling their clients to settle it. So that's what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said...
Doesn't that kind of enable him or...
It does.
Incentivize him to keep moving?
It does, but insurance companies don't like risk. Litigation is an expensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you can rack up six figures in legal fees very quickly in litigation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I don't know what his next step's going to be. But
These are all speculative questions and things like that. But it's like, I mean, you're kind of... I don't want to go there, but
yeah.
So what? I mean, just to kind of wrap up here, Dustin,
sure. What
advice do you have for credit unions in the meantime? I mean, because it sounds like most any credit union is susceptible to this,
Yeah, I'd say to credit unions a couple things. Number one, make sure you've had your website checked by an expert that is knowledgeable with the ADA standards. And number two, I'd say I would talk to your attorney to make sure that you're covered there. And number three, make sure you talk to your insurer to make sure that you have coverage that will cover you in the event this type of suit comes along.
Yeah.
The other thing is that, unfortunately, this isn't going to stop. There's always going to be some other, because credit unions are so heavily regulated, not just by the NCUA, but by things like the ADA and other federal and state laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Some states have laws that are broader than the ADA in their protections.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So these suits are going to continue to come up. So it's important for a credit union to continually work with their attorney, with their insurance company, with their IT people as a team to make sure that they're protected because these types of suits, it's just a part of our system.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's part of it. The good that we got to.
The good comes with the bad.
Yeah, that's the way we are. Anything else, Dustin? This is a super timely, super interesting, and super crucial stuff for credit unions right now. So
I appreciate you having me. It was a great discussion.
Yeah, good stuff. All
Thanks,
right,
Mike.
Dustin. Appreciate
good to
the
see
time
you.
As always. Well
yes,
done.
Sir.